Paul Tonko, you have largely been concerned with the quality of candidates who are going to run as Democrats for Congress in a long uphill struggle to retake the House of Representatives.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I am. And I show it by being involved with the recruitment crew within the Democratic caucus in the House.
Exactly.
Because I think it's about being on the right agenda, being on the right path toward a stronger tomorrow.
So now we see, with Chris Gibson stepping aside, we see, careful because you might make the news with this, we see with Chris Gibson stepping aside, who has always had, you know, he's been his own man. He, you know, he can take a Democratic side or a Republican side. We see John Faso, who's always been known as a Republican's Republican, coming from Kinderhook, a man I've known for a long time and liked for a long time, but he is a Republican. So, you know, this now becomes a recruitment problem for you guys. What are you going to do?
Well, I think we look for someone who believes in getting the work done and reinforcing, strengthening the great many of us, the middle-income community, putting more purchasing power into the hands of the working families and middle-income community, which is what triggers a strong economy, and growing private sector jobs as we have been, but addressing that with stronger salaries and a fairer tax policy. And it's why I'm so actively involved in recruitment. You know, while you indicate Chris is stepping aside and he is a Republican, we've worked on a number of things together,
right?
Because there was a moderate sense there that said, hey, it's best to govern from the middle.
Frankly, and brilliant on his part.
Right, I think it is a good strategy, and it's good for the country to be operating, working through the middle sector, which really provides a sensitivity in a way that grows the economy and strengthens the families.
Whoa. Well, I get all of that. But here's what, Paul Tonko, I want to know who you got.
Who we have? Well, you know, I don't think a candidate has announced yet, but there are a number of people in that district.
That's what the Republicans always say, too. They always say, you know, there are a number of people we got around, but then they don't produce anything. So
right.
I'm going to assume you don't have anybody until you tell me who you do have.
Well, you have some state legislators that reside in that district. You have some great local leaders who are Democrats that reside in that district, who I think would fit the bill that I just outlined, that would struggle and fight and push hard and hopefully grow us into the majority so that we can get back onto this fullest sense of recovery and not have a Darwinistic outcome where you have Tea Party types that are the tail wagging the dog with the majority that runs the House today.
So just give me a couple of names. Why not?
Give you a couple of names. Well, Kevin Cahill
The assemblyman from Kingston.
Yeah, County Exec Heim has been, you know, a great leader, a great focus out there.
Yep.
I know that you know, Cece Kasich had represented that area.
Right.
She was beloved, is beloved.
Those are all good ideas.
There are mayors that have represented some of these communities. Mm-hmm. I think that district, which, by the way, is a combination of one that I once held and one that Maurice Hinchey once held.
Right.
And I think that it's fair to say that we enjoyed crossover support because people in that district will support progressive politics. And I think that we have great hope that we can gain back that seat within that New York delegation that goes to Congress.
Yeah. So when you recruit, it's always, I have a job. I like to keep it. I'd like to be in Congress, but I don't want to lose. That's what you have to get over, right?
Right. But I think you also show them a strategy that where the House is very interested in the district, and where the calculus is to, you know, move forward and grow enough strength so that we can take back the House. Redistricting has made that a very difficult chore. But, you know, challenges are great. I think it sharpens our skills. It hones the message. And it ignites, if it's shared the right way as a message, it ignites the electorate. Because they cannot continue to go along this path. We're not doing the essentials. My gosh, we can't reauthorize an export-import bank that does two primary things, grows jobs in the private sector and reduces the deficit.
If there's
now,
ever
I thought
a
that was the mantra for Republicans.
Exactly.
And you can't bring that to the floor? You can't bring that to the House floor? Something's wrong. You can't do a transportation bill and provide certainty to contractors, the general public. You can't speak to their public safety. You can't speak to the needs of commerce. You can't speak to investments that have been long, long pushed to the back burner that create 1.4 million job opportunities, something's wrong with the leadership in Congress. So I think that, you know, the public, when given this information, if it's sent along in, again, a very deliberate, laser-sharp focused way that resonates with the public, it's a no-brainer then. They will vote for that progressive order of politics.
Last time we talked about Hillary Clinton a little bit, you're a Clinton person, but she is slipping now. We don't know whether she's still the most favored, but assuming that she loses, there's always the specter of Joe Biden standing there. And the question is, Joe Biden would probably need a strong vice presidential candidate to run with, and probably a woman. So what about, people like New York's own Kirsten Gillibrand?
Hey, look, the election is a long time away. Anything is possible out there. The senator has made her mark on a national level with college campus legislation that deals with sexual harassment and the like. I'm sure, the parties will come together and there will be efforts to perhaps gender balance, geography balance, ethnically balance the ticket. The balancing act is important, but what really is essential is where are people on issues? And I think that the public is ripe for progressive politics. They want that investment in America so we grow a stronger, reasonable, secure economy and forget this effort of austerity where you just keep chipping away and causing major damage by cutting our way to prosperity. It is not the route that will be the most popular, I think, with the general public.
Got 2 minutes. Refugees. Is America doing what it should be doing?
Well, I think that all of our allies and we as a country need to take the issue of refugees and address it with compassion and humanitarian quality. I believe there's some 60 million refugees now worldwide, a great number in the 4 to 5 million count coming from Syria these days. Again, the compassionate thing that a civil society, a loving society does is work with their allies and make certain there is harbor for the refugees. And, there's some very, very frightening dynamics out there these days with national unrest for far many countries and dictators and leaders that are just about a self-centered agenda that abuse their people. And so the call for us to, as nations that cherish freedom and advance liberty and opportunity, we're now put to the test. Do we believe in our own mantra?
Well, I only have 59 seconds, but I want to ask you really quickly. Do you think we may have made a mistake in, quote, democratizing the opposition to Assad, who are some of the same old, and worst people in the world?
Well, there's no mistaking that some of the wrong leaders have come to be successful in these nations, and that we then, again, have got to be there to make certain we strengthen the general populace so that they can fix those mistakes, undo those mistakes, and move forward with a sense of hope and a spirit of ability to have their own given liberties and freedoms that will strengthen and bolster all of us.
Paul Tanco, so grateful that you show up, that you come in, you talk about these things with us. I can't tell you how much it means to us. Thank you very much.
It's certainly my pleasure.